North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 2, 2020.
Clearly, there has been a major impact on education via the coronavirus or COVID-19. All public schools in Massachusetts are closed. Governor Charlie Baker was asked yesterday as to whether or not students are learning, how much they're learning, and what is at stake for them being out of school for so long.
I think it would be a shame if for the next 3 or 4 months, whether the kids go back to school sometime in May or not, they don't spend any time developing any more knowledge than they had when they got sent home. And I get the fact that it's complicated, but there are a lot of schools and a lot of teachers who are doing some really interesting things to keep in touch with and to provide educational opportunities for their kids. And we're doing everything we can when we come across these to share them with others and to encourage people to be as creative as they can be to provide kids with the educational experience that they need. The issue with respect to May 4th is a decision we're going to have to make at some point, and I get that. But I think what people really ought to be focused on is a little less on how do we turn summer vacation into starting tomorrow, and more into what are we going to do to make sure that whatever happens between now and the end of June, we're doing everything we possibly can as a Commonwealth and as communities and as school districts and as schools to make sure that kids don't end up having to view this as a completely lost opportunity to continue to grow and to continue to learn.
Governor Charlie Baker on public education. Meanwhile, in Holyoke, the superintendent of a nursing home or a veterans home there has been removed from his position. Baker's administration is ordering an investigation into the high number of deaths and the fact that these deaths were not reported as coronavirus-related deaths.
But part of the review is going to determine what actually happened and who didn't do what and who did over the course of the period to be studied. And obviously, the superintendent's performance during that period is going to be part of that review.
Governor Charlie Baker.
From TarTalk.com. Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting that the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles is continuing to take several important steps following Governor Charlie Baker's declaration of a state of emergency the week of March 9, and to complement the work that has been underway for weeks across state government to keep residents safe and healthy. Effective April 1, all of the passenger plate registrations that have expired in March or will be expiring in April have been extended for 60 days. Registrations that expired in March have been extended until May 31, and registrations that expire in April have been extended until June 30. Registration renewals can continue to be formed online at mass.gov/RMV during this time. Customers seeking to do so in person will not be able to make an appointment and should delay their visit to a service center at this time. In addition, the RMV recently has implemented key changes to service delivery and organizational protocols as follows. Due to the current virus, the RMV has implemented a strict no walk-in policy at a limited number of service centers that remain open to the general public. Service for necessary in-person transactions is available by appointment only. Customers should visit mass.gov/RMV to make a reservation at an open service center or find information on over 40 transactions that can be conducted. Much more information at tartalk.com.
Sixth District Congressman Seth Moulton spoke yesterday as to one of the fallouts from the coronavirus, and that is mental health care. He spoke for a need to improve mental health care, especially in these times, and has legislation planned to file in Washington to support services for mental health care.
This is a tough time for everyone, but especially Americans in need of mental health care. The Boston Globe reported last week that Samaritans, which usually fields between 250 and 275 calls a day, saw that jump to about 350 calls a day. Meanwhile, text message conversations are on pace to top 1,000 this month, which would be a record high. The bill includes $425 million for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, so people have better access to community behavioral health clinics, suicide prevention programs, emergency response spending that can target support where it's needed most, and outreach while people are hunkered down. We were facing a mental health crisis and a rise in suicide before the coronavirus. The president has spoken about suicide and mental health concerns as a reason to end quarantining, which is ridiculous. He should take this seriously and make it easier to get help, not easier to get the coronavirus. It's why I've been pushing so hard for mental health checkups and to make 988 the national number for mental health emergencies so people can get help by Samaritans and other crisis lines faster.
Congressman Seth Moulton.
According to Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith, the fire department has enough gear, safety gear, right now, due to the fact that there have been fewer calls than normal.
We do. I mean, there's certainly, you know, the unknown as to how many patients are we going to get and how much are we going to burn through. Right now, you know, and I totally understand why our numbers are where they're at. Call volume is, if anything, slightly lower than what is normal, because folks that would normally call us looking for assistance and you know, for us to take care of lesser acute issues and get them to the hospital are opting to, you know, use telehealth and telemedicine and, you know, get in contact with their primary care physicians and really trying to abide by the guidance out there in the medical community that is, listen, if we can take care of you over the phone and keep you home and safe and distanced from others and not bring you into the hospital, that's better in many ways.
That's the chief of the Gloucester Fire Department, Eric Smith.
It is no surprise that hospitals are busy during this time of the coronavirus. Dustin Luca writes on in today's Salem News that as of Wednesday, the two hospitals, Beverly Hospital and Addison Gilbert Hospital, were reporting 31 patients who tested positive for COVID-19, 50 suspected cases among the patients, and 12 employees who tested positive. Meanwhile, new data from the State Department of Public Health says that there are 885 confirmed cases in Essex County. On Tuesday afternoon, North Shore Medical Center President David Roberts outlined one of Salem Hospital's biggest challenges. This is, quote, "We have 26 patients that are on ventilators right now, which is quite a lot for a hospital our size." He said that we have expanded from our ICU into another floor and turned that into a second ICU. Both floors are now full, and we're opening and repurposing another med-surg medical and surgical floor and turning that into a third intensive care unit to create additional capacity for sick patients and patients who may need ventilator support. That, according to Robert, speaking to the Salem News.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that marijuana advocates are asking the state to reopen recreational pot shops, arguing that prolonged closures will decimate the new industry and are unfair. Pot shops were closed by Governor Baker on March 24. On Tuesday, Baker extended the executive order until May 4 and kept pot shops on the list of businesses that will not be allowed to reopen. Medical marijuana shops will be allowed to remain open. Advocates decried the move, pointing out that Baker's directive designates package stores as essential businesses and allows them to remain open during the state of emergency. They point out that other states, including California and Washington, have allowed recreational sales to continue during even more restrictive shutdowns. Roughly two-thirds of adult-use recreational customers buy cannabis to relieve symptoms, but are not registered as medical marijuana patients. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us, and do keep in touch with us through our email at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. That's MSONewsSports@gmail.com.